I wanted to start by correcting myself from this morning. I said that Patachara was the Buddha's aunt, and my brain glitched at that moment. Mahapajapati is the Buddha's aunt. There's another story about Patachara that's really, the story of Patachara's story is really inspiring, actually. And connected it to me, it feels like the power of practice in daily life. So I thought I'd just take a moment to share a little bit of Patachara's story and her enlightenment poem. So Patachara came to the practice through an intense amount of suffering. She basically lost her parents, her husband, and her two children, all within the space of 24 hours. There was a fire in the village where her parents lived, and their house burned down in a big flood that swept away her son. And while she was crossing the river to try to save her son from the flood, a large bird came down and swooped away her newborn baby. And her husband had died the night before, trying to protect her while she was giving birth. He'd gone out to look for some things to protect her, to build a little shelter over her, and had been bitten by a snake and died. So within the space of 24 hours, a tremendous amount of loss, and she basically went mad. And she happened to go mad in a village where the Buddha was. And the Buddha heard about her and spoke to her, basically said, "Recover your awareness." And that kind of brought her out of her insanity. And she asked him for teachings and practiced with him for many, many years. I think 25 years before she wrote this poem. And I'll read this poem. So she practiced a lot. Without what might be called results, but she kept going, and the poem speaks to that. It speaks to the a little bit of the frustration she experienced. When they plow their fields and sow seeds in the earth. Actually, I think I'll create the image of what I envision was going on here because she's apparently sitting outside at this point. She's looking out over the hillside and seeing in the distance the people in the field, the men in the fields plowing and working, tilling the soil. And that image of tilling the soil reminded her of her work that she'd done as a practitioner, tilling the set soil of her mind. So she was reflecting on that, this image. And so she's looking out over the hillside. And she says, "When they plow their fields and sow seeds in the earth, when they care for their wives and children, young men find riches. But I've done everything right and followed the instructions of my teacher. I'm not lazy or proud. Why haven't I found peace? Bathing my feet, I watched the bath water spill down the slope. I concentrated my mind the way you train a good horse. Then I took a lamp and went into my cell, checked the bed, and sat down on it. I took a needle and pushed the wick down. When the lamp went out, my mind was freed." So she practiced concentration. And the way it's described, she's practicing concentration is by watching the water run down the slope. It's said in one description of this that she noticed as she was watching the water run down the slope that some of the water would run down and absorb kind of quickly, and other would run down a little further and absorb. And that kind of reminded her of the various lengths of lives that we live. Some are here for a little while and then perish, and others live longer lives and then perish. And so she was concentrating her mind on the image and the feelings connected with watching the water. And then she did awareness while preparing for bed, getting up, walking to her hut, awareness while checking her bed and putting the lamp down and sitting down on the bed and then turning out the lamp. The image is when the lamp went out, like her mind let go, that image of the fire releasing also. So the practice that she was doing when she became awakened was pushing her wick down. She wasn't sitting in stillness with her eyes closed. She was observing her day-to-day, moment-to-moment experience. This is my understanding of part of the value of practice in daily life. A big part of the value in practice in daily life is that we do learn how to navigate our lives with more ease. But there's also the possibility that freedom can happen right in the midst of opening the refrigerator, putting a dish down. Awareness can allow the mind to let go at any moment. So I find that poem really inspiring. I'm happy that there's a couple of enlightenment poems that are described, or enlightenments that are described. Ananda is another one that happened in movement. Ananda was awakened as he was shifting his posture from sitting to lying. It was said he didn't achieve awakening either in sitting or lying, but as he was shifting from one to another. So again, the awareness in the middle of everything that we're doing. And that's what we're practicing here. So let's sit together for a few moments. We'll sit maybe for 15 minutes or so, a little bit shorter. There were quite a few questions, and I want to have some time for questions today. But we'll sit together, and I'll offer a little bit of a reflection and a guided meditation. Allowing the body to relax. As the retreat goes on, you may find that as we sit down, there may be availability of relaxation just coming back into the posture. With that invitation, maybe the body can relax. Maybe there's a little bit of relaxation that comes just with the invitation. Maybe the body can relax. Maybe the mind can relax. Being with yourself, being with experience. Recognizing awareness. Aware. What is obvious? Exploring the possibility of rather than trying to find experience, letting it come to you, receiving what is happening. Awareness very naturally receives experience without our needing to do anything. Perhaps we can settle back, aware that we're aware, and just receive. Receive the experiences of body, body sensation, perhaps specific body sensations or particular sounds, or maybe the more diffuse, pervading kind of experience. Maybe emotions or moods or thoughts. What is obvious? And from time to time, checking the attitude, how we are in relationship to experience. Perhaps those attitudes connected also to agendas we might have about how the practice should be going. Are you aware? What is obvious? What's here? One image or analogy about our practice that might support us in meeting experience and being with experience is the analogy of a naturalist. A naturalist is interested in understanding nature, not so much through trying to fix or change or carry parts of the nature back to the lab, but by sitting in the middle of nature and receiving, being with what's happening in the moment and learning with what's happening in the moment. A naturalist may go out into the forest and find a space to sit and observe. And when the naturalist sits in the midst of nature for a while in some stillness, the creatures of the forest become more willing to just go about their lives, even with the naturalist sitting there and observing them. Little creatures coming out. The naturalist sitting with nature, interested in just what's here today, what's here right now. Perhaps learning something about the relationship too of different parts of the environment. This creature coming out from the roots of this tree and searching for food. the relationship between the various parts of nature. When we observe ourselves, when we sit down and attend to experience, we are observing nature. We are nature. Our experience unfolds in a lawful and natural way. And when with interest and the stillness of awareness can witness and observe whatever is arising, whatever shy creatures want to show themselves in our experience. Sitting quietly, respectfully, honoring the nature, honoring nature, not poking into it or trying to reach out and grab it or cutting a plant down and taking it into the lab and chopping it up, trying to figure out the detailed structure of things. This practice is more organic, unfolding with nature, rather than digging. So perhaps we can sit together. Maybe this image of being a naturalist with your own nature, your own processes of body, of mind. And be curious, interested in what's showing up, and perhaps this willingness to just be with what's here will allow for wisdom, allow for learning and understanding about these patterns and habits to begin to emerge. So, awareness resting with experience. Receiving, curious, what's obvious, what's the relationship, receiving, being with experience.